You are listening to the Zen Nova Scotia podcast with talks by Cone Franz. These talks are made possible in part by generous donations from our listeners. To find out how to support and take part in our community, visit zennovascotia.com.
Yesterday, all over the world, people were marching, hoping to change the way we respond to climate change. I saw pictures all day yesterday from Australia and even Antarctica, people with signs. And then this morning, when I woke up, I saw a lot of people were sharing one particular photo, and it was a photo of Greta Thunberg from last year in summertime, right after she had quit going to school, and she was sitting in front of her parliament building with a sign. She was all by herself, just this cardboard sign, looking very lonely. And everyone was posting that photo next to these photos of hundreds of thousands of people and drawing this line between the two, saying, look at what she did. I was very moved. It's a very powerful set of images, and it's a very powerful story. And before I go into anything else, I want to be clear, it's a story we really need. This heroic story, the message of which is that you can, with your singular intention, change everything. You can light this spark that turns into something. We all need that story. But what I was thinking at, as I was looking at this photograph of her by herself, is how I really want us to stop and spend some time with that image. And what this was for her before it turned into something else. What does it mean to get clear with yourself about what you need to do? Because if we don't understand that, then the other story, I think, becomes a kind of delusion. If you've ever broken your leg or your foot or even your toe, you know what it's like to navigate the world with that. It changes everything you do, right? First of all, you walk funny. Everything is about protecting this injury. And then you sit funny because you can't, you know, your leg is in a brace. There's all this stuff, and there's this feeling that if you don't kind of create a pillow of air around the injury, then you'll return to that initial pain, and you remember what that pain was. And you don't ever want to feel that again. So everything becomes an act of protection around this one thing. It's all-consuming to have a broken leg, especially in the beginning as you're trying to figure it out. And if you're walking down the sidewalk, even once you've kind of got it figured out and you've got your crutches, and then a big crowd of kids starts running toward you, you see in Technicolor all the things that are about to go wrong, right? If even one of these kids touches me, that's it, right? And you contract. And then what happens if you're me, and also a number of people I know who have been through similar things, is you eventually heal from this injury that seemed like it changed everything. And once that's done, you go through this other more painful process of healing from healing your leg. Because now your back hurts all the time. Because you were walking weird for 3 months and you were always sitting at an angle, right? And you're weak. And you've become cautious in a way that you weren't. So even though technically you know that your leg is okay, those kids start running at you and you still have that feeling of all the things that can go wrong. What if they bump into me? What if I slip? Ooh, these are a lot of stairs, right? One wrong step, and I'm gonna go through this whole thing again. That is what it is to be off balance. As a chronic condition. And what I want to suggest is that we're all there. I've spoken a number of times recently about this thing that I am hesitant to name, that I think is at the base of vow. It's a kind of knowing. There's something you know about yourself, about what is central to you, about what is honest for you, that if you would just act in a way that reflects that, suddenly you'd be standing up straight. But the reality is that to act in that way comes at a certain cost. Maybe, well, it's probably all of these things. Maybe it's the cost simply of acknowledging it. Because once you acknowledge it, everything that follows that can become hypocrisy so easily. So don't name it. Don't name the thing that you think you need to do or the way in which you need to act. Perhaps the cost is that there's actually something you need to stop doing. So there's some sort of renunciation on the other side of this. Perhaps the cost is that there's something you need to start doing. So there's a responsibility. And so we walk down the street and we go to work and we spend time with our friends, aware of this thing. This thing that for some of us has a name. You know, we have these rare cases where someone can attach it to a particular course of action or a particular cause. But I think for most people, it's not that simple. It's a sense. Again, it's a sense of acting honestly in the world. And because we know it's there, but because we know it comes at a cost, we create a kind of shield around it so that we don't have to bump into it too much. Right? So that it doesn't drag us to the bottom of whatever that is. And so we kind of limp a little bit. We don't quite sit upright in the world. Because there's something gnawing at us. And just like with the broken leg, where we have that memory of how bad it can hurt, we know that resting in this place that we know intuitively, we know that that's not a realm of pleasure. It's a place that's raw. It's a place where you're vulnerable. It's a place where you're open. What is the place where, if you could just get both your feet firmly on the ground, you would be immovable? What is that place for you? What is that place where doubt falls away? Where hypocrisy falls away? Where a sense of self-protection falls away? Because you know that this is true. You know it. Not that you know that you're right. I don't want to get into that. But that you know you're being honest. I think I travel in circles of lots of vegetarians. Lots. Maybe they're the default in any room I usually enter. And I can't tell you, this is right. If you start talking to vegetarians about being vegetarian, inevitably they'll say, I'd really like to be vegan. That's almost always the case. I'm going to give it 75%. I'm not saying you have to be vegan. I'm saying listen to that voice that's telling you that you're holding back from something that's honest for you. Because it would be inconvenient. Because it would be an assertion that you're a little nervous about making. That's a very simple example. I think often about how easy it is to be kind and how unentertaining it is to be kind. So that when you get home at the end of the day, there's a pleasure in complaining about someone. It's like a hit of sugar. The pleasure of seeing that person as being just like you, it's not so clear, it's not so sharp. And yet I know from myself, that's a place where I want to reside. And I have no excuse not to. Literally none. I so admire, again, Greta Thunberg, because I feel like she offers a vision of what it is to just be honest, regardless of the cost. And then what the sentence I want to say next, but I have to fight it, I need to find another way, is I want to say everything starts from there. Except if I say that, then I'm saying again that this is all about sparking something. It's all about some outcome, and that isn't it. Most of us will never know the outcomes of our own lives. Most of us will never get to see a photograph that shows what we accomplished or what our deepest intentions meant for someone else. It's not that clear. And it doesn't have to be clear. And yet we still have to find that intention to begin. When we sit here, you know, I often imagine myself as a glass full of sediment, right? And I can, it's very appealing to imagine that if I sit still long enough, if I sit just right, that then everything will become perfectly still and everything will go to the bottom. And then I can go to the bottom and I can go to that place where I can stand straight up. But what I want to offer as we sit here this afternoon is, yes, things calm down a little bit, right? Maybe things become a little less muddied. But you don't need that. What you need is to allow yourself to get a little bit heavy. So that you're not treading water, so that you're not resisting that solid place that's at the bottom. Let yourself sink to that. And find your feet. And I'll stop there.
For more information about Zen, our practice, and how you can support and take part in our community, please visit zennovascotia.com.